Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Entertainment, it fills the voids in our life. And sometimes there are a lot of voids in our lives, so we need to be updated on all things entertainment. Cue Christina Staffo. It is time for the Entertainment Report with the aforementioned Christina Staffo.
All right, Ed, a few years ago, I binge-watched all 9 seasons of The X-Files and probably would have watched another 9 seasons if they made them.
Mulder and Scully fans, are you sitting down?
Deadline.com is reporting that because of the success of the 24 limited series, a comeback of The X-Files is being talked about between Fox and Chris Carter, the creator of this amazing supernatural series, and they plan on bringing back the original leading duo, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. Nothing set in stone just yet, but it's said that the show's resurrection looks promising and may start airing this summer. Mike Huckabee is hating on Beyonce.
Kind of.
In his new book, he pretty much says that President Obama is doing the wrong thing by letting his kids listen to Beyonce's music. He says, quote, her lyrics are obnoxious and mental poison. But then started to backtrack and called her a mega talent who shouldn't need to be so risque to be popular. I guess Huckabee didn't like the Drunken Love video. The Grateful Dead getting back together for one last hurrah for their 50th anniversary. They plan on doing a 3-day event at Chicago's Soldier Field on July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The last time they did a concert was actually in Chicago 20 years ago. Of course, Jerry Garcia died in 1995, and the band also lost other members over the years. But the 4 surviving members, along with some other musicians, will get together to play this event to, quote, celebrate the band's legacy and the community for which they played to and with for 50 years. Jennifer Aniston will not be in the running for an Oscar for her performance in Cake, a movie about a woman fascinated by the suicide of someone in her chronic pain support group. The nominations were just released and her name was not one on the list.
Was she snubbed?
Jen doesn't think so. She's actually happily surprised about how much support she and the movie are getting as a result of this. But don't worry, Aniston was nominated for a Golden Globe and Critics' Choice Award. She also has a SAG nomination for her performance. With this week's Entertainment Update, I'm Christina Staffo. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Christina. And as always, Christina will be back next week. Did you know that there are some actors out there that are also incredibly successful entrepreneurs? But I'm driving along one day, and I'm listening to the business radio station in New York City. And all of a sudden, I hear an ad for an upcoming business conference. They're going to tell me how to succeed in business, how I can get to the top of the mountain, how I can make millions and millions of dollars, and I can learn this all from Jessica Alba. And as I try to regain the car and get it back on the road from the shoulder from where I drove when I heard that, it hit me. Jessica Alba is a successful entrepreneur. She's Warren Buffett in the making. So there are several folks who've seriously made a lot of money outside of just reading their lines and looking good. So who are the actors who are also successful entrepreneurs? The first one, Kate Walsh. The well-known actress has been in many movies such as Under the Tuscan Sun and The Perks of Being a Wallflower, as well as hit TV shows that include Private Practice and Grey's Anatomy. With a solid lineup of hits under her belt, Walsh decided to take a stab at getting her own business up and running. According to Inc., she launched her own beauty product company, known as Boyfriend LLC, back in 2010. Walsh's company puts out fragrances, body oils, and creams, which are all designed to have the distinct scent of an old boyfriend. Really? All right. I did not pre-read this before going on the air. And you know, folks, sometimes it just strikes me as oddly as it does you. Here we go. Boyfriend LLC debuted on the Home Shopping Network in November 2010, according to Inc. Walsh's products can still be purchased at HSN and can also be found at Sephora. Walsh has an estimated net worth of $14 million. So fragrances, body oils, and creams which smell like your old boyfriend. Does that make you sad? Does that make you glad? Or is it just incredibly creepy? Next up, Robert De Niro. Bobby D., the 2-time Academy Award winner, is the co-founder of the sushi restaurant Nobu, which now has 30 locations worldwide, according to Nobu's website. In addition, he is also co-owner of the Italian eatery Ago. De Niro has definitely made his mark in both the film and restaurant industries. In a 2009 interview with New York Magazine, De Niro said he'd lost track of how many places he's invested in. Quote, I don't know, 23, 24, 425 almost 20 Nobus around the world. Ago in L.A., Florida, Las Vegas, Tribeca Grill, and now this, Locanda Verde. We spent a lot of time figuring out that name. With Italian restaurants, it's hard because there are so many. Somebody's going to come out of the woodwork and say you stole it. Anyway, celebrity net worth puts De Niro's estimated net worth at $200 million. Wow. Next up, Chris Noth. Really? You may know him as Mr. Big on Sex and the City, but in the business world, he's recognized as a successful nightclub and restaurant owner. Inc. writes that Noth and his business owner, Steve Walter, launched The Cutting Room in 99. It serves as a nightclub, restaurant, and music venue and has become a lower Manhattan hangout for many celebs. It was shut down for a bit, don't know why, but eventually Noth was able to reopen it. He was also co-owner of The Plum, a nightclub that stayed open for about 3 years. He and his wife, Tara Lynn Wilson, opened a tea party-themed restaurant called Once Upon a Teacup. Celebrity net worth put Noth's estimated net worth at $15.5 million. Wow. Jennifer Aniston. Aniston, who is everybody's favorite Friends character, really, and a mega movie star, is also taking a stab at becoming a successful businesswoman. So far, she's doing a good job. Her business dealings started in 2002 when she, along with her then-husband Brad Pitt and the current CEO of Paramount Pictures, Brad Grey, started up a production company, Plan B. The star has also launched 2 fragrances, with her most recent being Jay. Aniston is also co-owner of Living Proof, a hair care company. According to the company's website, her role with the company involves hair care brand development and creative marketing direction for its hair care products. Aniston's net worth totals, ding, 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 $150 million. Number 5, Paul Newman. Paul Newman? Well, even though Newman passed away in 2008, he is a memorable actor who also deserves to be recognized for his amazing entrepreneurship. According to Business Insider, Newman launched his line of food products, Newman's Own, in 1982. What first started out as just selling salad dressing quickly expanded into selling many items, including popcorn, pasta sauce, lemonade, and salsa. Isn't it amazing? You walk into your supermarket right now, you will see his products with his likeness on them. And I would imagine virtually anybody under 30, maybe even under 35, would have no idea who the man is. Oh, that's the guy that makes the salad dressing. Oh, that's the guy that makes the popcorn. No, the guy was an incredibly talented actor. He was also Doc Hudson in Cars, if you didn't know that. Newman's first year of business had profits that exceeded $300,000 in 2008 and 2011, respectively. Newman's Own also introduced frozen pizza and skillet meals, writes Newman's Own Foundation. There are now over 100 product varieties sold through the U.S. and abroad. Newman's profits go to a great cause, too. According to Newman's Own Foundation, the company donates 100% of its profits and royalties to charities. In 2012, the organization had given $380 million in contributions to nonprofits worldwide. Jessica Alba, here we go, folks. This Hollywood star seems to be in one blockbuster hit after another, with her most recent film being Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. While she has found plenty of success in Hollywood, Alba also decided to try her hand at running a business. She started the Honest Company, which makes environmentally friendly baby products, 2 years ago. According to MarketWatch, it is estimated that in 2014, the company will bring in at least 3 times last year's sales, or more than $150 million. We dream big at The Honest Company and continuously strive to make the world healthier and more sustainable today and in the future, Alba said to E! Honest Company, which is valued at roughly $1 billion, is gearing up for an IPO and is looking to grow beyond the U.S. and Canada and into China, England, and Australia. It's a pretty impressive accomplishment for anyone, but especially someone who is balancing her time between movie sets and a business office. Isn't that amazing? And like I said, she actually goes out and speaks to business conferences. And I'm not just talking about, you know, 5 guys getting together and renting a room at the local Holiday Inn and calling it a business conference. This was some pretty big high-level stuff where you have these giant champions of industry that are there that are talking to one another and having these conferences and whatsoever. And here's Jessica Alba. Good for her, holding her own. But again, when you first hear that, Jessica Alba will be speaking with Warren Buffett and Bill Gates later today. Woman knows how to make money. Good for her. Success is fleeting. It comes and it goes. Friends was a long time ago, and Jennifer Aniston is not in every single movie that comes out any longer. Sex in the City is so 2002, if you know what I mean. So Chris Noth, he's not going to be able to build much on that Mr. Big thing. I never knew he was in the early years of Law & Order either. I found that out. And who else? Kate Walsh's company, the fragrances that smell like an old boyfriend. How do you sit down and decide this is what we're going to make the company revolve around? The smell of your old boyfriend. Makes you wonder, folks. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki. America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.